Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Step right up, step right up, step right up. Men and women, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages. Coming live to you from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios in sunny Hollywood, California. This is the Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Night Guy Radio. Welcome. Everybody, shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Hello, beautiful people in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy Tees on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTEES. Make sure you check that out. The 420-2016 official collection is available. Enter the promo code Guy Nice, man. Get your nice little discount. You know what I'm saying? Tell them Guy Nice sent you. 30 minutes go fast. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like I feel, we need some more time on the air. We talk about some heavy shit. We got to break it down really fast, and we skip over a lot of things because these conversations always carry over into the meetings after the show, and then, you know what I'm saying, also conversations I had later, different people, but same shit. Like, we'll go into more detail later and after the show, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it only makes no sense. We need some more time. We have to get some more time if you support what we're doing here. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, who holding it down. Shout out to everybody in the Mr. Night Guy fam, you know what I'm saying, keeping this shit possible. 516-418-5813. Life is funny because in life, when you get to the point where you feel like you know something, sometimes you're talking about it and you're figuring it out, life will test you, you know what I'm saying? It will present an opportunity for you to practice. You will have to make a decision, and this is going to clarify for you whether or not you understand based upon the situation and what happens and the results that's yielded. So, in true fashion, last night I was talking about the emotional effects and the physical effects that women suffer through pregnancy, you know what I'm saying, and referencing sympathy to my wife. Now, me, and, you know, after show, meeting, all that, boom, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Catch the plane. Back on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Finna smash this food. We finna get down. We finna sit down and get in front of the Game of Thrones. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to catch the other guy up. The new season about to come and shit, bro. Like, So I'm getting ready to get on beast mode, bro. I got the food laid out. Got my condiments and shit. You know what I'm saying? There was everything right there. And I sit down and I start busting it. Like, bro, this shit is good, man. Like, I was in there, bro. I ain't really eat. Like, shit, I'm struggling now, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the dads, bro. Like, I respect you more and more every day. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all, like, I got partners that's dads. Good partners. You know what I'm saying? Brothers. They my brothers. And they dads. I respect them super tough. I got newfound respect for you, like, through this. You know what I'm saying? Ain't motherfucking eating good. You ain't sleeping good. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit on struggle mode. So, I'm buzzing the grub, and it's like, hey. My wife, like, you know, coming, like, hey, man, come here for a second. Come in there. And, like, she... There was a situation happened that she didn't like and that upset her with my mom, and she contacted my mom, you know what I'm saying, and it was kind of telling how she felt about it. You know, she wasn't trying to be mean and nasty or nothing, you know what I'm saying? She was just expressing the way she feel. Now, some people may not be so great at articulating the things that they feel, because sometimes the things that a person feels is overwhelming, and it's hard for you to put that into words. Now, I got people like me, my partners, you know what I'm saying, my brothers, who will say to me that, you know what I'm saying, it ain't personal, like women is emotional, and blah, 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 you know what I'm saying, all this shit. It's like, no, people are emotional, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't want to embrace your emotion and call them what they are. You know what I'm saying? But everything we do is based on the feeling, fool. You know what I'm saying? This is simple mathematics, bro. Every human being is an emotional creature. Every human being have emotions, dog. They might not have a wide range. Some people have a wider range of emotions than others. Because their range wider than yours, that mean you ain't got to understand that. That mean that shit don't matter. It's not beyond your understanding. Things different ways and handle stress in different ways and cope with situations in different ways. You have to be considerate and observant, sometimes insightful to other people's plights and situations, especially if you're close to them. Let's think about how many of us just live in our everyday lives, walk past the people that we close to, go leave things unsaid, and you know what I'm saying, a lot of loose threads. Sometimes not even purposely. You just not even think about it. You don't even remember to tell them, I love you, whoever they are. Or you going to say you ain't that person. Like, I don't know. I don't get me. You know, they know I love them, man. Why? Why do they know you love them? And so what? Even if they do know, it don't hurt nobody to tell. It's like, it only help, right? Only hear that shit from certain people, dog. It's so rare for them, somebody to say to them, I love you, shout it. Like, even so much so that with dudes, it's like, love you, bro. I love you, man. Love you, man. I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? Can't say I love you. He's so scared of being labeled, your masculinity being questioned. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck do I love you got to do with being a man, fool? Men don't love. Y'all motherfuckers don't love nothing. Because if anything, you should love living. That's the reason why you get to do all this other shit that you enjoy so much. I'm not a person who tend to fall into that trap. I feel like that's a trap. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. I'm a person first. Second, I'm a man. Because I'm a human being first. No matter what. I don't give a fuck about the check boxes. I don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying, criteria, qualifications. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Paperwork, none of that. First and foremost, I'm a human being. So are you. Unless you a dog or a cat chilling with your owner, listening to the night shift. We're pet friendly. Pet friendly radio. Welcome, everybody. I'm not finna fall into that trap, bro. Like, I savor. I'm passionate about life. You know what I'm saying? I used to be passionate about different things in life. You know what I'm saying? I was a musician recording all this. I was passionate about making music. You know what I'm saying? Making good music, too. I ain't saying everything we did was good. I know we made some dodo shit. Like, if I could only listen to the shit that we made, then know we made some dodo shit. It was focused on making good music, though. I was passionate about that. I've been passionate about money, you know what I'm saying? Making money, having money, holding money, changing money, spending money. I've been passionate about art. You know what I'm saying? I'm passionate about thinking, you know. But one of my brothers, Von Hemme, shout out to King Von Hemme, you know what I'm saying, Wolf Gang, asked me one time, just on the fluke, and I love when people just come, ask me random questions and want my answer right now. I love on the spot. Like some of my pot, that's why I hit them like that. And sometimes they don't be so good on the spot, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like they hit me like that, and I love it on the spot. Hit me. Now, what do you want in life? What is it that you want? And I didn't even think about it. I just answer them instinctively. Peace and happiness is what I want. And like I you know, y'all may not know too much about me and shit, but that's why we doing this show here, and you'll get to know me over time. But I got a nice collection. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say it like that. I got a nice collection. And I study a lot of different things. You know, I told you last night, I feel like fighting the only sport that I watch. Like, I like combat sports. I don't feel like that's a great thing, and I ain't glorifying. I'm just telling you who I am. But my answer to my man, straight from wherever that came from, was peace and happiness. So after that, it kind of came into perspective for me. And so how do I get there? If that's what I want, how the hell do I get that shit? Because I'm not a person that in many times in my life I would have told you that I was unhappy. You know what I'm saying? I'm very what they call happy-go-lucky. I'm very carefree. I'm very nonchalant, like whatever. You know what I'm saying? Spaced out, whatever, however the fuck you want to phrase it. You know what I mean? Irresponsible is one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying? I'm all of that. Because I feel like life is too short, man. Mortality is too real, man. None of this shit that serious, bro. You know, your everyday stressors, you know what I'm saying? Your job and got to pay for this and got to have that and got to go, you know, with this and this and this and this person over there and they talking about me and, you know, up the block is whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Also, shit that you choosing to get yourself into that cause you more stress. You know, I try my best to be considerate and sympathetic and to people's situations and choices and circumstances and shit. But some of this shit y'all choose to bring on yourself, man. You know, and you got to take responsibility for that. Like, I'm a grown man. Certain shit I ain't finna do. I'm not into that no more. I don't care. I don't give a fuck what it look like, how much of a lick it is, and who gonna make what. I'm not trying to get into no fraudulent under the table. I ain't trying to do that, man. I'm cool. I know enough about life and the game that being played that I can make enough money legitimately to do what I need to do, man. So I'm not interested in that. Cause I'm not trying to be a dope, but I'm a grown man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been a grown man, but now I'm a fucking dad. I'm cool, bro. I ain't trying to go to jail no more, man. I'm cool, bro. I'm not saying I won't. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Just clarify that so you don't get it fucked up. But I ain't trying to go to jail, man. Gotta make good decisions with your life. You know what I'm saying? 516-418-5813. That's my monologue for the night. I just want to give y'all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Stemming from a situation with my wife where she was feeling some type of way. And, you know, it's a very bad situation for you know, my mom feeling to be hurt and my wife feeling to be hurt and both of them to be in a place where they can't understand each other, you know what I'm saying? And that is the communication that we talk about all the time. That communication, making that bridge, making sure that them words get heard, making sure you can cross them lines and convey what it is you're trying to say. Maybe you need some time, you know what I mean, but take your time. You can always take your time here, you know, examining, again, the radio show. It's kind of like a therapy session for me. To be able to come in here and just talk about how I'm living, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? Everyday situation that people face all the time. That, like, because I'm so carefree or whatever, all them other words and shit that I use, all them other descriptions, synonyms, cinnamon bun. Synonym Toe Crunch, that's my favorite shit. So much of free spirit. Maybe sometimes I overlook those things. But like I said, I try my best to be considerate and look into people and get to know them and find out what's going on with them because I want to help. That's why I came here and started working with Mr. Night Guy and shit. I want to help. So I try my best to understand people's situations, circumstances, but I feel like, you know, sometimes you don't really even know until you go through it. Because it's a lot for a person to soak up. but let alone trying to configure in words and try to talk about it and get some understanding. Because I'm all about sharing, bro. I feel that experience is one of life's best teachers. That's how we can help each other, first and foremost, sharing. Because you might not care about what it is that happened to me or how it happened, but when it happened to you, you're going to want somebody to talk to. I'll be right here, the night shift, with God Nice, every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m., 516-418-5813, Hotline Bling. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation, man. I want to talk about this story I saw. It caught my eye because ain't many things that just make me click the button no more. And I ain't talking about the like button. I'm talking about the go and read the button. You know what I'm saying? Like the restaurant where I work, everybody's all pissed off and shit because they're talking about a bad health score that they got over a year ago. You know what I'm saying? Shit floating around online and different shit like that. And a lot of people is jumping on that bandwagon and not even, because they didn't even click and read the article. If you read the article, it says this is from so-and-so 2015, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it also say in the article that the updated health score is 100. So, come on. But it's a few things that made me click the button. And if I don't click the button, I ain't finna come in here and talk about it with y'all. This made me click the button. They said that there is a United States-based anti-woman group. Just think about that fucking term right there for a minute. Like, some of this shit just blow me away. Some of the shit that blow me away is the fact that now we have these terms, because this is what people doing. The Adonis blow me away. Tell her the Adonis. Like, this is what we doing. Like, hey, man, whatever. I talk about it. It's funny, man. I done seen some shit, man. I done seen this fucking, it's like a tongue, and you can stick it on shit, and it just fucking rotate, and like it's fucking supposed to simulate oral sex. And come on, you figured it out, I'm sure. But, man, what the fuck is you doing? And you're like, man, we should make that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know we finna do it, because I know we the type of motherfuckers that gonna be Mr. Nice Guy fucking jiggly butts coming to the store near you, bro, 99 inches. It's a manatee ass. It's jiggly, but you're getting lost in that shit, man. You crazy. All right, United States-based anti-woman group, real shit, advocates for legal rape, okay? It says they have organized a worldwide meetup. They have organized worldwide meetup events in 43 countries on Saturday. The website that I want to say is responsible for this, or that's at least promoting it, is called Return of Kings. It's returnofkings.com, I believe. Returnofkings.com. And the guy's name is Darush. His name is Roosh B. That's what they call him. That's his street name. You know what I'm saying? So Roosh B and Return of the Kings promoting this event. I don't know what the fuck the event is supposed to be. When I read the initial report on this, which I didn't know where that came from, a reputable source, so I had to look more into it. When I read the initial report, it kind of said that they were going to be trying to attack women and shit. Now, maybe they were just prematurely reporting that, because these other stories that I've read didn't really say nothing like that. It kind of seemed like it's a rally. They want to get together and spread the word about their views. Now, Roosh V, on his blog last year, stated that he felt like rape should be legal on private property. He said, by attempting to teach men not to rape, what we have actually done is teach women not to care about being raped, not protect themselves from easily preventable acts, and not to take responsibility for their actions. He writes that he thought that the problem, he thought about this problem, and sure, he has the solution. Rape legal if done on private property. Also on his website, they reportedly that he had like pointers and shit of how not to get caught up in a rape case and shit. Now, this is supposed to be on Saturday, February the 6th. So this is actually last Saturday. You know what I mean? I'm kind of late with this story, but like I say, I need to look into it. And they report also that this shit didn't take place, at least not in Texas, that they kind of canceled it. And then nobody else has heard nothing about it. So I'm not really sure what the fuck happened based upon this shit, whether or not they did have a meeting in other places or if they intend to. I do have my man's website pulled up here, and it's a little, you know, he talks about masculinity and, you know, different shit about the culture and shit, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I also seen another story about a group of people who were kind of attacking. Well, you know, I don't even say when they're attacking because, you know what I'm saying, I agree with them, to be honest. They were just making a statement or a stance upon the sensitivity of the men in the culture these days. You know what I'm saying? That men aren't very masculine anymore. They don't masculine anymore, sorry. And they don't have masculine practices. I mean, a simple example of that being the clothing. I started clothing, you know what I'm saying? Just for the moment. Like, I see dude wearing these hoodies, and it's, like, super tight, and it's kind of long and shit. Ain't even like the tall tee, because people say we wearing dresses and shit. Man, ain't like that, bro, because, you know what I'm saying? You get a tall tee that fits you straight. Catch that stove, $3.99. Shout out Sitco, man. But this shit kind of long, like it's like a women's shirt, and it got a cut like a women's shirt. Got a little cut in the size and shit and all that. Like, super skinny sleeves and shit. And then y'all got the skinny sweatpants, bro. It look like hammer pants, like, because if it didn't, y'all have a camel toe. This shit kind of, you know, the fashion is a little weird, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to argue that, then let's talk about Jaden Smith and the fact that he the fucking, you know, cover model for a women's line, bro. Like Versace or some shit. I don't even know what it is, but I know he a model for the women's clothing with a major fashion agency, a fashion brand. So he a boy. There's a lot of people that was, you know, like, yeah, man, you know, we super. Now, the world is so open-minded that we could, this man could be a fucking fashion model for women's clothing. The world is so open-minded. That's what they're saying, right? But at the same time, everybody's so sensitive about all of these other things and shit. About the lady making the video, Dear Fat People and shit, on the comedy shit. Like, sensitive about what comedians say. But we so open-minded that Caitlyn Jenner can be Woman of the Year and that Jaden Smith can be the motherfucking sports model for women clothing line. You gotta be kidding me. So I do kind of agree with the guys who were talking about the masculinity, but this rape shit, nah, bro. Like, no. Like I said, it caught my eye and I clicked it. I clicked it because, like, sick crime, some shit, I can't forgive you for that. I'm not that good right now. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to be a better man every day, but I'm not that dude right now. Sex crime, I cannot forgive you for, dog. I cannot excuse a sex crime in any way. You say, I killed a man, but I was defending myself or defending my wife or, you know, whatever. It was self-defense. I'm like, sympathize with that, bro. Like, hey, don't touch my kid, bro. You tell me that you had to steal some shit because you had to feed your family time hard and you just can't get it right now. You got to get it out of the mud. Get it out of the mud. I know the other guy. I know you out there on that shit right now. I know. And I can sympathize with that. Possibly. you could tell me that you punched the motherfucker in. Because some of y'all, I'm sorry, man. Some of y'all do deserve to get punched in the face. That's the only way you finna listen, man. It's a different way to break down barriers, man. And I'm willing to go all the way because I'm trying to help you. So I will punch you in the face trying to help you. Shake hands, tell you have a nice day, man. And I can understand it. But sex crime, I can't forgive you for, dog. There's nothing you can tell me why I'm like, yeah, man, well, I understand. You nympho, you got sex addiction, whatever, blah, blah. I mean, whatever, bro. I'm trying to hit it. We all claim we addicted to anything, man. A lot of people addicted to the internet. But you don't hear, you know, what? So what? Because you ain't doing shit, you ain't being productive, you done out running up your data and they making stupid money. Ain't nobody having studies and, you know, making fucking commercials and hashtagging this. No, nobody give a fuck. Because we all doing it. Everybody doing it. Internet addiction is some real shit. Y'all motherfuckers should Google that South Korea and, like, video game and shit. They still got little arcades and shit in Korea. So I got to be South Korea. I'm tripping. But, you know what I'm saying? They got little arcades and shit. It ain't with arcade games, but it's, like, computers set up in there. And they go in there and play these online games. I think this shit 24 hours, bro. That shit real. Internet addiction, a real thing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, anyway, let me not stray too far from my point. Sex crime, I can't forgive you for it, dog. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck you talking about, you know, slipping of this or whatever. Nah, very rape is rape. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not excusing Bill Cosby. I'm not saying he did it, though. Remember, I'm following the case. I'm just giving you the facts, dog. Consensual is the only thing that is acceptable. Sex crime against children for real. Like, dog, I can't say I won't hurt you. I ain't even got to know the kid, bro. Like, so, yeah, that's why I bring you stories and we talk about people who are now doing life sentences over crimes that they, that it was clear corruption from the side of justice and law enforcement. We talk about people who, I don't want to say victimless, man, because I feel like that absolved my man, but all he did was operate a website. Convicted of operating a website that other people that he administered and catered to the selling of narcotics and shit. He doing two life sentences. Your man, Jared Fogle, going to get parole. He going to be out here again. Touch the key. Maybe not now because he ain't got no money. You know, fell off. They put him out. Same way they try to put out Cosby. You know what I'm saying? Just look at the dispersion dispenser of justice here. I just trying to bring you real life shit. That's what, you know, that's why I want to, that's what I want to do with this radio show. Make you aware of shit like that. There are groups out there that are trying to advocate for rape to be legal on private property. I don't even know what you mean by that, but I don't even need to know what you mean by that. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Hell, hold women responsible for their actions. And what kind of sick shit you on, B? Like, I ain't saying shit ain't out of control and crazy and shit, but your suggestion is definitely not the answer. Remove that off the table. Who is this guy? Who brought him here, man? This is what you thinking to do. Anti-women group, bruh. It's anti-everything group, man. Everything divided. Just remember, man, we can solve a lot of problems in this world. Picking up the phone, texting, making a phone call, getting in the car, making a visit. Tell the people you love that you love them. Tell somebody, I love you, man. I challenge y'all, man. Appreciate y'all being here, tuning in. Another edition of the Night Shift with your boy, God Motherfucking Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation, man. Hold me down. Free Guy Nice, man. Till next time. See you on the other side. Gonna be some sweet.